This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of you guys are freaking out because there's this huge E. coli outbreak. Nobody's died yet. It's, you know, it's usually walnuts and hummus and the stuff most of you guys don't eat anyway. So don't worry about it, but we'll talk about it anyway. And then scientists figured out why olive oil actually lowers your blood pressure. There's actually a reason for it. So we'll talk about that. I know. Exciting. Very exciting information here. We'll also talk about how it looks like truckers are finding that there's very few medical examiners out there to actually do their commercial driver's license. Even some of you guys that, you know, drive other sorts of commercial vehicles. So how is this thing, how is this whole FMCSA, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association's ruling of we all need to be credentialed as doctors and medical professionals by May 21, working out for everybody. It doesn't sound like it's working out much for anybody at all. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kid's a little grumpy today. I mean, one of my teens. I think I'm starting to lose them. You know how everybody says, you know, your teenagers don't like you, they don't want to be around you and all that. I mean, I thought I picked up on that over the last few years, but now I think it's really starting to get to that point where the kids really, I embarrass them. But that's always happened. But now it's at the point where I really think he doesn't want anything to do with me. And I think the reason why he doesn't want anything to do with me is because my husband and I have really started to work on him and his weight and his exercise regimen. So he now goes jogging with me in the mornings. Now, to go jogging with mom is probably already a humiliating act in and of itself. But he just doesn't. I think whenever he looks at me, you know, if I really stop and rewind any video footage, if I ever made any, of my interactions, it would be, did you brush your teeth? Did you take a shower? Did you put on deodorant? Did you shave? Did you exercise? What are you eating? Did you have a banana? You didn't have a banana. Did you call your grandmother? Why didn't you call your grandmother? What? Why aren't you in bed? Turn off the computer. You know, that's basically all I say to him. Sometimes I call him little cupcake. Sometimes I call him cupcake tushy. Sometimes I call him little boy. Hi, little boy. You know, and but other than that, it's just do this, do that, do this, stop doing this, quit that. I'm wondering if it's our fault as parents why we're losing our kids. Now, again, I grew up even, I mean, that's nothing. I grew up, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're stupid. Why are you stupid? You're doing a stupid. You are such a stupid. That's how I grew up. So to me, telling him to put on some deodorant shouldn't be bad. I'm his mother. I'm supposed to order him around. I don't get to order my husband around that much anymore. He kind of figured out how to do it. He's always gone. My husband's always missing. I mean, he's at the house. He's actually at the house. Our house is only, what, 1,200 square feet, 1,300 square feet right now? It's a small sucker. He's there, but I can't find him. I can never find him. Yeah, my husband, he knows all the tricks. Like, he'll go to the bathroom, okay? And, you know, he'll be like, I'm in the bathroom. Oh, okay. Oh, I got tummy ache. I start to do that, too. Now when my husband wants me to do something, I'm like, I got tummy ache. I'm in the bathroom. So, all right, mom's got tummy ache, so she's going to be there for a while. And then I just camp out and play Candy Crush. Shh. Yeah, you got to be difficult. You got to be careful. You don't want to be sitting there, right, pretending like you're going potty, because you'll just get some more hemorrhoids. Your body doesn't like sitting like that. Your body likes to stand when it poops. But anyway, you know, you got to sit. You know, sometimes I just sit there with my clothes on, even. Or he'll say I'm working in the garage. Now our garage, I mean, there's really like nothing in the garage for him to work on. So my kids will say, "Daddy says he's working in the garage." So of course I'm thinking, well, he's doing something. So who am I to give him something extra to do? He's not working in the garage. He's just sitting there hiding from me. Same thing with the car. Daddy's checking on the car. Well, what's wrong with the car? I don't know. Dad said if you come out there, he needs help. Oh, never mind. I'll just stay here and play my Candy Crush. Yet he's just probably sitting there listening to the radio. So husbands they have it down. They're completely. My husband already has it all figured out, and I like an idiot fall for it. But the kids, they're the ones that are there. And I start to notice that my boys are trying to, you know, run from me and try to avoid me. Now, it's very hard to avoid mom in a 1,200 square foot house. So, you know, and especially when I have access to the internet and the Wi-Fi, all I have to do is turn off the Wi-Fi. So I do have that control. But I don't know. I'm a little worried about this because, you know, he's my baby. I used to run. I was running ever since I was 13. I thought running would be a great exercise. And my son, he's more of a linebacker build, so jogging really isn't his thing, but we need to work on his speed because he plays lacrosse. So we figured we'd start having him just lose some weight, just do some light jogging, so he doesn't want to do that. And so anyway, so I worry I'm kind of losing him, you know, because I like to imagine myself as a stutterer, true. Yeah, I like to look at myself as someone who really knows psychology. You know, I should be able to get this. I should be able to figure out how to not lose my kids in the teenage years. How to make sure they still stay attached to their mama. And I think I figured it out. You know, I think there's even some biological thing I could even do to them. Maybe I need to add more breast milk into their breakfast cereal when they're not looking. I don't know. I just figured it out. That's probably why they're fleeing. I don't have any more breast milk, man. It is drier than dry. And the breast milk as well. All right, so anyway, I'm going to try to be a better mom. That's what I'm going to do. And if any of you guys have any suggestions on how to stay close to your teenager, how you did it, or even if they pretended, what did your kid have to do to make you think that you and he or you and she still had some bond, please clue me in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Also, we're taking your emails, your questions, your comments at 1-877 at drdahlia.com. Go to drdahlia.com and hit the email, and that's how you, I think the contact. All right. How do you get your kids to not, like, want to flee? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Anything you guys could do to help these kids out, please, 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 as well as the money goes to research for leukemia and lymphoma, which many of us adults come down with as well. So it's not about the kids, it's about the adults, but we all benefit from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So please, anything you guys could do to help donate, go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlih.com. find the Fight Blood Cancer link, click on that. We are taking emails on my website at drdahlia.com. This one's interesting. Hold on. Robert writes, you were talking about dreams and how you don't think they mean anything. I do think they mean something, but I'll get to that. But I have a recurring dream about my supervisor, whom I hate. I despise her, find her repulsive, yet I have sex dreams about her. I want the dreams to stop. Evidently scared. This means something. By the way, buy your kids stuff. Money buys love. Okay. Yeah. We were talking about my son, you know, losing, you know, my son not wanting to be around me, you know, trying to flee. But yeah, you're right. If I buy him stuff, he'll stick. That's a good point. Yeah, buy him materialistic things. I think it does work. I honestly, on a teenager, you know what? As long as I keep his World of Warcraft or his Xbox subscription, yeah, he'll keep coming home. Because that's where his Xbox is. Home is where your computer games are. Right? Yeah. Okay. Don't say cooking. There's no mama's cooking. No, I can't cook. I really don't have enough to keep the kids. I really don't. I don't know why they would stick. Honestly, I'd have to do something like that where I have some sort of monetary, sort of compensation for visiting, you know? You know, maybe he gets, you know, $5 every time he comes by. Gas money. Maybe that's it. You come over to my house and I'll pay for your gas. Yeah, so then I'm the gas stop. I'm the pit stop. Okay, all right. Oh, anyway, okay, so a sex dream about a supervisor whom you hate, you absolutely despise. Yeah, I mean, hate and love are a lot more closer together than love and, like, apathy. You know, I mean, if you hate somebody, you have feelings towards that person. They don't have to be good feelings, but you have feelings towards that person. You have hateful feelings. So if you have feelings towards that person, it's going to manifest. Now, let me correct myself. I didn't say that dreams don't mean anything. I said earlier this week that some of your dreams may just be random. I had a dream the other night that just had a whole bunch of random stuff, but these were random things I had been thinking about earlier that week, like Michael Fassbender, The Life of Pi, my mother-in-law, there was a couple things, Lemonade, I had been watching Dexter, so I don't know, there were just a few different random things, and they all made it into some chaotic, cockamamie dream. So I was saying some of your dreams may not mean anything, but that doesn't mean you don't have dreams that do mean. You can still have dreams that mean something, absolutely. You know, I mean, obviously something is going on for you to manifest that, but just remember, some of your dreams are completely random. Real kooky, stupid stuff that I don't think mean anything. All it means is you're not really relaxing before you go to bed and your mind doesn't know what the hell to do to make a dream. So if you're dreaming about somebody you absolutely despise, okay, well, that could be you're concerned about it. But if you're sleeping with her in your dream, to me, that would mean you want to level the playing field and you feel completely vulnerable to her because she's your superior. You feel like she could fire you, etc. And so one thing that's making you feel better, this is if I interpreted the dream with my training, my interpretation of the dream is you're sleeping with her because you, in your mind, that's a way to feel like you have some sort of stability in your job. You see what I mean? Not that the sex is good at all, but you've been able to, because when you sleep with somebody, it's very hard for them to fire you. You know, depending on the position they're on, right? And right. So it's just a way for you to cope with the quote unquote position you're in with work. And so, I don't know how to rectify that. I mean, you have to probably get out of your mind that this woman has that much control with you, over you. Now, maybe she does. Okay. And maybe you really hate this woman and this woman really gives you the sense that she could fire you at a moment's notice. Then you may want to start looking for another job on the side. Make sure you have plan B. And then you go in and you always have to confront things. I'm a huge fan of confronting. I confront things and people all the time. Except insurance companies. There's really no way to kind of confront this or Obama. All I could do is sit on my radio and complain. But I would like to tell Obama that Obamacare sucks. I'd love to do that. That would probably solve a lot of my dreams. Don't worry, I don't have sex dreams about them, but that would probably really, really solve a lot of the crazy dreams I have. But no, you'd have to go in and say, you know, look, don't talk about the sex dreams. No, what I would do is with the meeting with the supervisor, go, you know, look, you know, I got a family to support. I don't know, Robert, if you have a family to support, but I got a family to support. I got kids, etc. And I want to know that my job is stable. So you know, am I doing a good job? Am I not? I just need to know I have a stable job and that, you know, I'm working hard and I'm doing fine by your eyes. I want to, you know, she would say, you're not doing fine enough. You need to work harder. I mean, I don't know what she would say, but you need to approach it that you want to be the best employee ever. And you need this job. You like your job. Okay. I mean, I don't want you to lie. That's why I didn't say love, but you, you know, cause truly you like having a job. Okay. So you can technically like the job without really lying. You know, and I just want to make sure I am doing the best job possible because I want to know that I could keep this job. I like the job. I want to keep the job. That's honest. Okay? And what's good about that is, you know, one, she sees that you care. Two, if she did have any thoughts of you not wanting to give a damn or you not respecting her authority, you've already gotten rid of that because, one, you show you gave a damn. Number two is you showed that you are respective of her authority. Alright, you know, the fact that you want her opinion on the type of job that you are doing means you're establishing the fact that yes, you know, being a woman in a quote unquote superior, stratified position in a business is, I think kind of nerve wracking for all parties involved. You know, I mean, I was very, very nervous the first time I hired a male family practice, nurse practitioner, etc. Okay, because I just thought that he was going to feel like something was off, something was, and instead I was cool. I was unfortunately too cool. He actually stole from us. But, you know, and then I just decided, you know, I'm just going to be a hard ass with everybody. I'm not going to try to be cool because I also don't want to look like I'm being cooler to a guy than a girl also. You want to look like you're the same. But the very, very first physician assistant we hired was a male. And I'm like, okay, is he going to have a problem with being, you know, under a female, et cetera? I don't see it that way because I really don't treat anybody like an employee. You know, I mean, I treat everybody like I treat my husband, my family. I know. Yeah. Yeah, worse. So, you know, so you don't know. I mean, you don't know. Do you hate her? Why do you hate her? Do you hate your supervisor because she has a chip on her shoulder? Is it because she's trying to prove something? Is it because she's just an all-out witch? Is it because, she's bitter? Or is it just you just don't like her? You have a problem with her being your boss. You have a problem having any boss. I mean, how many of you really like your boss? Do you really, really like your boss? Most of us don't. We don't want somebody on top of us, responsible for us, watching over, nitpicking, etc. No. Do we really, really like? No, we don't. You know, nobody ever does. You can pretend you do. Oh, my boss is really cool. Oh, my boss is really cool. Yeah, but deep down, you wish you didn't have a boss. None of us want a boss. So that's would be my interpretation. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. All right, chickens. A lot of us eat chickens, and we really like our chickens. But chickens may actually be used in a medicinal component. Scientists at the University of Virginia have discovered that the chicken's inner ear cells could possibly help us humans regrow sound-detecting cells after we suffer certain hearing loss. This is pretty cool stuff. Okay, so apparently some of us, we have trouble with our pitches, etc. And they found that chickens have the capacity to regrow sound-detecting cells after suffering chicken loss or hearing loss. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, chicken loss. I'm getting hungry. Said at the University of Virginia School of Medicine and the National Institute on Deafness and Communication Disorders says that if scientists understand what causes chicken cells to redevelop, maybe they could replicate the process in humans. So it sounds like the sensorineural. We talked about conductive hearing loss versus the sensorineural, where the conductive is where you have a problem along the conductive part of the sound, either with your tympanic membrane or the canal. Let's say you have earwax buildup. That could cause some conductive hearing loss. Yet the sensorineural is where your cochlea is supposed to be sending the impulses to the brain, and there's a problem with that. This is what they think these cells that these chickens are able to recoup. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. The molecules are BMP7 and retinoic acid if you want to prep for our pop quiz. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so I guess the American Truckers Association is asking, I believe, I don't know if it's the ATA president is asking the FMCSA, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, to kind of postpone this whole deadline of medical professionals getting certified to give them their CDL licenses. Once the government gets involved, everything just starts to kind of go to pieces. So you guys know we've been talking about this. For any of you guys that need a commercial driver's license, right, to do your job, now you can't just go to your doctor or any medical provider, PA, nurse, practitioner. You can't do that. You have to go to somebody who actually took a class. The class is about $400 or $500. It's like an all-day class. It's like an 8.5-hour class. Then that person has to study for a test, take a test. If they pass the test, then they could do your commercial driver's license physical. Now, I understand how a lot of us doctors, we've talked about this, you know, we're like, all right, well, your blood pressure's kind of high, so we don't certify you. I'll have you come back in a couple months. No, you know, we'll only have you come back in 3 months. No, you know what? I'll let you go for a year. No. There has to be some sort of standardization. So I get that. All right. Well, they came up with this deadline that by May 21st, if a medical provider doesn't have their licensing, you can't go to them. Your CDL certificate won't be valid. So if you go, your doctor signs off on it because he's your buddy and says, look, I know you. I know you don't have any hernias. I know you can hear. I know you can do this. Signs off. If they're not in the registry of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's registry, that doesn't count and you can't drive and you can't work. And there's no grace period on your commercial driver's license. I mean, it is, when it expires, it expires. Now, I told most of you guys over the last few months, make sure if you're due, just get it done. Because if your doctor isn't on that list and you don't know where the nearest person is, even though it should be easy to find somebody technically through their website, if you don't want the hassle, make sure you get it done. So what about those of you who expire next month or in July? We'll start looking. Okay. Now, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the FMCSA, okay, the FMCSA, they should have a website, or the National Transportation Safety Board, they should have a website where you can punch in your zip code, and then it'll tell you where your nearest medical examiner is. I did that. I did. I took the class. I took the test. I passed. I put in my zip code. This is me, Dr. Dahlia. Yay, this is me. I know. I should have them put a picture. So I'm like, hi. But, I mean, what if you live in a rural area and your family doc of 30 years is the guy that took care of it this whole time, and now all of a sudden you need to, you know, drive into, I don't know, Minneapolis or drive into Council Bluffs or something, and it's kind of a pain. Not a big deal if you could get there, you know, and get it done on time, but what if the next available appointment isn't for another few weeks? That's kind of frustrating, you know. And then some of the doctors that are registered, they may just be cash. They may not do it through your insurance. They may just say, look, just pay me cash. We're seeing a lot of that. A lot of doctors are like, no, just pay me cash. $100, $150, etc. Now, we're probably going to do them for like $75 just because I always like to be a little bit lower. I'm sure there's other people out there that may do it cheaper. So we're probably going to do that. But think about it. You know, if there's not enough physicians or nurse practitioners or PAs that want to do that, you know, think about it. You know, getting, if you're only getting $75 to go through all that paperwork, go through the physical, run the urine, etc. It's really not, a lot of doctors aren't finding it's worth it. When I was asking around, asking physicians, you know, look, have you taken the test? What's it like? I'm making some notes up, making up a syllabus. Do you want to study? Do we want to do a study group? They're like, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to waste my time. So many people are like, no, I'm not going to waste my time. It's too hard. So that hurts you guys. Because, I mean, look, we doctors, we're paid like crap all the time. Why would we pay $400 to take a test to get paid like crap again? You know, especially since some of these insurance companies still will not pay for the physical. They won't pay. If you had some sort of a physical done by your other doctor, your DOT isn't going to be paid, which is another thing we're going to start to see a trend of. You guys are going to probably have to start paying cash. These DOT doctors or medical providers may say, look, just pay us the $150 cash. and we don't deal with the insurance. So it is. It's kind of a big change for you guys, especially when you use your insurance with your regular doctor. So I don't know if the deadline is going to be delayed another 6 months or not. From what I understand, the ATA President Bill Graves is concerned about the rural areas where there's not enough medical examiners. So they're asking to extend the deadline for 6 more months until more of the 27,000 doctors they predicted could be able to get into the system. I took the test. It was hard. I passed well, but I had to study like crazy. I can't see anybody else put the time. I mean, look at me. I do a radio show, working on a TV show. I'm studying. I had to study for that. I mean, most people, and try to run a practice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so one of you had a question on hearing over the break, and you didn't stay on the line, so I'm not sure what it was about. Something on the, you know, what do you do if you think you have decreased hearing? How do you know if you have this sensorineural issue? Please call back at 1-877-DOC-DALI. But when it does come to hearing, and you guys being concerned about your ability to hear, the easiest thing to do is to go and get your audiometry testing done, either at your ENT's office or some of these, there are some hearing places that'll do that. But when you have hearing loss, it could be something as simple as you having some wax in your ear. And, you know, and your doctor can take that out. Or you may have some fluid behind the eardrum. Maybe you have a little ear infection. Maybe you have some you know, pressure buildup, et cetera. And so, you know, so there are, I wouldn't just go straight to the hearing aids. Yes, a lot of us do need hearing aids. Absolutely. I mean, I need one. I have, the cocktail party effect where not that I was at a lot of cocktail parties, but it's called the cocktail party effect where I can't discriminate the sounds. Somebody could be talking right to me. And I have absolutely no idea what they're saying. I know their mouths are moving. I can't hear them because there's all these other sounds involved. And because there's all these other sounds going on, when I'm in a room or a conference, I can't hear them. I used to get in trouble in school. There'd be people talking and the teacher would be in front of me just like yelling. And I couldn't understand what she was saying. I couldn't discriminate the sounds. It was some pretty scary stuff. So I've been told I need a hearing aid. I just can't afford it. That's why I talk loud. And look, you know, here I am. I'm in a patient room, right, with a patient. I don't have other sounds around me. I'm in a radio studio, no other sounds around me. So I don't have to, I could very easily compensate. I could probably go for years having hearing loss until, of course, I can't pass probably a driver's test. All right, so what are some causes of hearing loss? Okay, well, obviously when we age, okay, we start to lose some of the cells in our inner ear. We get damage, hereditary. If, you know, you have relatives who lost their hearing, you probably could. Certain occupational noises, those of you in military, those of you cops, firefighters, etc., you're always machinery, construction, noises could do that also. A lot of us with our MP3 players or our Walkman back in the 80s, we cranked it up really loud. We hurt our ears. Snowmobiling, motorcycling, etc. And, you know, medications. Sometimes medications like your aspirins, your antibiotics, things like that, those could hurt your ear. Now, you know, when you look at the safe range, we say we want you under, we want you, you know, within, shall we say, I don't know, maybe 70, under 70 decibels. 60 decibels is a normal conversation. I take it up to 80. But the decibels is how we measure that. Yet, if you're in like heavy, heavy traffic, lawnmower, that could be up to 90. Motorcycle up to 95. Snowmobile handrails up to 100. According to Mayo Clinic, a chainsaw or a rock concert up to 110. So, how do you injure? Who gets injured? Well, you get injured. Let's say you're standing near a rocket launch. That could be 180 decibels. Shotgun blast, 165 decibels. Jet engine, 140, where it hurts. Ambulance sirens, 120, etc. So, you know, if you have an issue, make sure you get it checked. Make sure it's nothing like wax or whatever. Maybe you do need a hearing aid or a cochlear implant. Those are simple to get. Yeah, right. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. God bless our troops and our families and all who have given their lives and continue to serve this amazing country of ours. Happy Memorial Day. You know, I'm looking at this article here. We have a Tennessee fraternity that's been suspended for a hazing ritual. Now, I don't get this one. This hazing ritual is where you pour hot sauce on your genitals. It's the University's Tennessee chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity has been suspended after students admitted to hazing pledges by pouring hot sauce on their genitals. Charges were brought forward to campus officials after one pledge's parent and the uncle of another pledge contacted the university in March with concerns about the fraternity's initiation process. They had some concerns, you think? They say a folder containing historical facts, a handwritten letter, and a pair of men's underwear was delivered to the dean of students' office. This says a university document chronicling events leading to fraternity suspension. The letter advised that an element of the hazing involved pouring hot sauce on the young men's genitals and that the underwear was hot sauce stained. The fraternity did not have a house on the campus of the university. It has been suspended now as a student organization until August 2016. Now, of course, you know, I'm a girl, so I was never a part of a fraternity. I never rushed a sorority. One, I didn't think I would probably get in. Two, I worked. I mean, I had an average of 3 part-time jobs when I went to school. So I really didn't, I wouldn't have even had time. So, that's my excuse for not being in a sorority. But honestly, I didn't even pledge. And I really don't want anything poured on my genitals anyway. And I really don't know how girls would haze. You don't really see, hear a lot of the sorority hazing. My God, probably because women are so mean to each other that it probably nobody even thinks of it as hazing. That's just what women do to each other. I mean, they're just mean. Anyway, make fun of each other when they're changing and when they're buying clothes in the changing section, or I don't know, a variety of things. Stealing each other's boyfriends. Anyway, making fun of their lisp, so, or the radio show. But anyway, boys, I think fraternities are cool. I think they are one of the coolest aspects of college life, especially with the age and the history of many of your fraternities. I think that stuff is cool. However, when you guys do stupid stuff like that, then you lose you get suspended. And, don't be embarrassing your chapter like that. Really, look, I understand you have to do stupid things. I get that. There's a lot of stupid things, you have to do. But remember, there's a very fine line between doing something stupid and hazing and assault, battery, misdemeanor, felony. So just get your acts together, okay? Now, my husband was in a fraternity, and the stuff they did was, oh, my gosh, I'm surprised none of them were arrested, honestly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hot sauce burns, but I thought it burns mucous membranes. That could really hurt. That could really hurt. This is a shame. A woman, 19 years old, commits suicide after her porn audition goes public. Some people in Stillwater, Minnesota are surprised. Elisa, I don't want to give her name. I guess, there was a porn movie in Las Vegas. There was an audition. There was a casting call for a movie in Las Vegas and nobody told me about it. But it was a porn movie, so I wouldn't have done it. Through a website, and there was a casting call. And I guess the video of that went public. And unfortunately, things were never the same. And unfortunately, she ended up killing herself. She used a shotgun and she was on the family's boat. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this story up to you guys is because many of us will audition and we will think that something is private, Okay? And, I mean, any interview or quote-unquote audition I've ever had has been videotaped. Now, I don't, you know, audition for porn. I mean, I only try for parts I know I'll get. So, but, yeah, I mean, everything is videotaped, and I don't understand how somebody could let themselves do something like that and not think that that is going to be archived or duplicated or posted or copied. And it's you know, pretty frightening stuff. And unfortunately, when you see a young girl like that feel the need to have to audition for something like that, what's going on? What's wrong? You know, why would somebody do porn? Is it just the money? Or do they want to be famous? You know, it's very, very interesting. Okay, porn years ago used to have a real, real negative connotation. Okay, now you have people who are glorified and famous if they were in a sex, if they had a sex tape. These sex tapes have launched the careers of many people. Okay? And having a sex tape, Pamela Anderson sex tape, I don't know, did Kim Kardashian have one? Paris Hilton. So these, I think on Glee, I was watching Glee and I still watch Glee, yeah? I thought it ended, so I stopped recording it. I had no idea. Yeah, I know Glee's still going on. It's still not my favorite show. But I guess the women were going to make a porn video. They wanted to be famous, so they were going to make a porn video. And, of course, you know, they stopped and they didn't do it. So they were probably trying to draw attention to the fact that, this, you know, these are what high schoolers think about. But some people want to be so famous that they will go to those steps because they're trying to emulate what some of the other famous people have done. What we hear of Lindsay Lohan's list of who she slept with, etc. These are what the girls especially are seeing. Now, I had taped the American Idol finale, and I know nobody watches American Idol. I think it's been on, what, 13 years now? So nobody really seems to watch it anymore. I still do because I like to see the songs, and I guess, I think his name was Caleb Johnson or something won. He's a good rocker guy. I like him. I thought the singers this year was good. All right, but you don't see people watch that anymore. I mean, 10 years ago, yeah, the kids watched American Idol. Now they don't watch it, and American Idol is considered geeky to a lot of these kids. So then what are they watching? What, you know? Well, they're watching a lot of the Kim Kardashian stuff or the, I don't know what the heck they're doing right now. I'm too old to even comprehend what they're doing. But just know, figure out what your kid wants and what is driving them. And then ask them how they're going to be going about it and try to get an idea if they're going to be trying to do something like that. You know, when I was growing up, we were warned to always be careful. People want to take our picture. I always want to be famous. I always wanted to be famous. I always wanted to be a supermodel. I wanted to be Miss America. I wanted to be on Star Search. I wanted to be on Solid Gold. I wanted to be on Solid Gold. I wanted to be on all of that. Yeah, I wanted to get an Emmy, a Tony, an Oscar. I still do. I would love to get an Oscar, you know, for the best love scene, you know, ever done, right, in a Lord of the Rings movie with Viggo Mortensen. I would love to win an Oscar for that, but they don't have that category, and of course I'm not in a movie with Viggo Mortensen. So that'll never happen. But you have women that go, you know what, this is how you do it, all right? You got to be sexy, you got to be naked, etc. You know, even nowadays, you know how many women, I don't understand women not wearing underwear, where they get out of a cab. What was it? Who was the girl from, she's famous, The Diary, Anne Hathaway, right? She gets out of a cab with no underwear, and I guess the paparazzi catches a picture of that or something like that. Okay, a lot of women now apparently don't wear panties anymore. I don't get that either, okay? When you go to Target, there's still all this underwear. So obviously somebody's buying underwear. I buy underwear. I love Joe Boxer underwear. I love those. Those are cool. Hanes her way, nah. Sometimes on a real, real busy day, you know, I'm like, okay, the cotton feels good. But I guess stars, they don't wear panties anymore. All right, so then, okay, well, you know, you aren't supposed to wear underwear, so you don't wear underwear. And then somebody takes a picture, and now that's all over the place. So just figure out what the hell is going on with your kids, okay? Because none of them should be auditioning for a porn movie. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a fairy day, man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.